Next week, if you bring up the number one song in the country, it'll be by Taylor Swift.
If you prefer the number two song in the country, that is also by Taylor Swift.
In fact, songs from her album Midnight will make history by capturing the entire top 10 for the next Billboard Hot 100 list.
He was sunshine, I was midnight.
He wanted it comfortable, I wanted that pain.
Swift is the first artist to score 10 of 10. She's now had so many number one albums that she is in the company of Barbara Streisand, Bruce Springsteen, and Drake. Ana Castillejos is a fan.
I mean, I am over the moon excited, but I knew she could do it.
She co-hosts 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Each episode breaks down one song.
Midnights is kind of all-encompassing, that it's almost like a roadmap, which makes it really, really exciting as a fan to kind of see where she's leading us in all of the different songs.
A roadmap in that it refers back to Swift's older material. Castillejo's favorites include Midnight Rain, which we just heard, and the final track, Mastermind, which nods to Swift's meticulous nature.
What if I told you none of it was accidental, and the first night that you saw me, nothing was gonna stop me? I laid the groundwork, and then, just like clockwork, the dominoes cascaded in a line. What if I told you I'm a mastermind?
For her to talk about being a mastermind in terms of like her relationship, like I planned this all along and I got the guy that I've been wanting to date and now we're together. She is a mastermind and she's a marketing genius.
Taylor Swift once said she worried about aging out of celebrity as a woman over 30, but Castillejo says Tay can shake it off.
She doesn't need to prove herself. Like, we know that she is one of the most incredible and successful artists of our generation.
And the song Antihero is now roughly every third song on the radio when my kids go to school.
It's me.